Blog Talk Radio.
It's my life now or never.
I myself was introduced to tapping over a year ago and was astounded by the effect that it had on my stress levels. I use both sides of my brain at the same time, so it is impossible for me to do any meditation. I'm just simply too busy with one side of the brain, so when you shut down one side of the brain and have it meditate, the other one thinks it's party time. So when I discovered the EFT, emotional freedom techniques, the tapping, I realized that actually I could calm my brains down and I could feed them information that was prevalent to what I needed to do, which was absolutely fantastic. So it sends a message directly to the brain, which redirects information to the body. I kind of call it a Morse code, tapping the message directly to the brain, giving it information it needs to give to the rest of the body. So today we're going to address the issues of sugar cravings and then how we can recondition our minds and our bodies not to crave them. This is one part of our series. I'm certainly going to have Joanna again to address different issues, but today we decided the sugars was something that were really very necessary, as we do not realize the amount of intake we take in sugars in everything that we eat. And it's not just the sugar candies or the sugar drinks that are detrimental to us, it's all of the sugars. So if we can get rid of one, maybe we're not overloading our bodies with another. So today we're going to address the sugars. But you know, if you have anything that you have an issue that you need to deal with, stress, anxiety, any of those type of things, please let me know what they are. And I will bring Joanne back on again where we can go through the process again. So without it, I am very hoping very, very much that we have Joanne on the line. Are you there, Joanne?
I am.
Wonderful.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm hoping that your bio got out at the beginning of the show. We're having a little bit of problems today with the blog radio, and that is kind of, it's online, so it's what happens now and again. But thank you for being here. And I think this is a great thing that we're doing here today, because everybody has these sugar cravings, sweetness, a needing of sugar at some part of the day. And we think it's sugar that's going to pick us up and give us energy. But that is really not what it's doing, because it causes us to have a sugar high and then an enormous crash.
And so many people drink soft drinks and fruit juices and lattes and mixed drinks, and all of them have sugar unless they have aspartame or something like that.
Which is even worse.
Which is even worse. But sugar is not good for our bodies. And
No, especially in the abundance that we have it in, because it's in everything.
It is. And if someone's thinking about getting off sugar, a good thing to do is to log everything that you eat or drink and how much sugar it has in it. Mm-hmm. Dr. Mercola, he suggests if you want to lose weight, 15 grams of sugar a day. And maintenance diet, 25 grams of sugar a day. Now, you know, if you eat processed foods, you're going to have a whole lot more than that.
Yes.
So you really have to start looking at what you're eating and drinking.
Right, definitely. And be aware of the labels, because we may take something where they say all natural, but it doesn't mean it doesn't have sugar in it.
That's right. And if it's low fat, they add sugar to it if it says low fat.
Right. And, of course, you know, in today's society, we have a great deal of youth obese. We have a great deal of people that have gained weight, and they just don't understand. They think they're eating healthy, and they don't understand why they're gaining this weight. And a lot of it is, you know, the saturated fats, but a lot of it is the hidden sugars. And if we're not burning it off, we're certainly packing it on.
Right. And if I know that it's hard to get off sugar, because I was addicted to sugar and I just didn't want to deal with it because I didn't know how to deal with it. And tapping, EFT, it can really help with the cravings. Also, you can get to the emotional issues that are underneath there. There's something under there. And many times it could be that you feel tired and you're thinking that the sugar is going to pep you up. And it does for a little bit, up and then down. Yeah, like a yo-yo. So, hey, Sarah, did you see that there was a study that 33,000 people did with soda, and they showed how it affects the genes?
No, I haven't heard about it. I haven't seen it, but I do know that soda is very, very detrimental to the body in many ways.
Well, this just came out on September 21st, and sugary drinks, they're the biggest source of calories in the American diet.
Wow.
I thought that was kind of amazing. That's one of the main things that pushes the weight up are sugary drinks. And even fruit juice has sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, you know, some people, they think they're being very natural. They buy an organic fruit juice and drink it. Well, if you do that, take a look at the back, you know, look at the label and see how much sugar there is. I mean, it's amazing how much sugar is in a glass of fruit juice.
Yes, especially if it's, you know, preserved and processed and everything else. So, yeah, definitely. You know, we've actually got somebody in line already, and so I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that you can keep in mind, and then what I would like to do is I have a lady in line, and maybe she'll be our guinea pig, where you can actually take her through what the tapping process is, and maybe we can take her on a round of it. So, you know, the couple of questions I'm going to want to address is, you know, one of the things is do you have to be repetitive to recondition this brain, and how long does it take? The other is, can this be used for other issues and how effective it is? And then how many times a day should one do it? So let's keep those questions in mind while we bring on Charlene. Hello, Charlene. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hope I've said your name right.
Hi. Yeah, that's right.
Do you have issues with the sugar cravings, Charlene?
I certainly do. I have
and
seen
what time
how bad
day
is
do you get
addiction.
Them?
definitely during, you know, my menstrual cycle or before. And,
right.
But yeah, definitely is something that I crave, and I see in my children as well as just something they crave. So, like an addiction, right? So it's just something that we all, and my husband as well, who has diabetes, something that I think most of the world struggled. And I work with people that come off of drug and alcohol, and I definitely see that cross addiction to sugar, that they're just trying to have as many sugary drinks as they can have to kind of get them through the
other withdrawal. You must listen to tomorrow's show because it's actually on drug and alcohol. You could show what you can tap into. This technique is so easy to do, absolutely brilliantly easy to do. So I'm going to hand you over to Joanne now, and she's going to take you through the process. Now, of course, this is so much easier if you're looking at it and seeing how it's done. So use your imagination here. Joanne's going to take you through the process of what it is done, because it's something you can do with your children and as a family. So Joanne, meet Shirley.
Okay.
Thank you.
Would you say your name for me again?
Charlene.
Oh, Charlene. Charlene,
yeah.
What is it that you feel is the main issue?
I think it's the craving and giving in or wanting processed food.
Craving, and what was the second part you said?
Like just that craving for wanting that processed food, that, you know, the taste, which definitely, like you said, has so much sugar in it. So it's just that, you know, just this really strong craving when I'm out and about and seeing and smelling of wanting the sugar.
Okay, so this isn't even
food.
Drink. This is craving processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
And what is, are
and
there, can you give a couple that are your favorites?
So like, you know, a cappuccino or a latte, you know, the burgers, tacos, these those things from fast food.
Okay. So it's about when you're running around do you feel like you're rewarding yourself?
Yeah, I think after I've dropped the kids off at school, then it's like, oh, let's go to Starbucks or Tim Hortons and have a coffee with, you know, the cream, and even though I'll put Splenda in, I know the cream still has quite a bit of sugar in it.
Okay. So you've dropped the kids off, and now I'm going to do something for me.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next time that you drop the kids off, you can actually tap to reduce the cravings. Let's see, it's very, very individual. Like there are scripts that you can get and people can tap along, but for each individual, the words might be a little bit different. And so it's important to get in touch with what is really going on with you. So you could tap on the side of your hand, like imagine, have you done EFT before?
Not too much of that, no.
Okay. So the side of your hand, the meaty part, like if you were going to break a brick, you know, like a karate expert.
Yeah,
right,
that
by
part
your pinky
there,
finger.
Yeah,
by your pinky
below
finger.
Your pinky finger.
Mm-hmm.
You tap there with the fingers, say the four fingers of your other hand. And while you're tapping, you would say something like this. Even though, and go ahead and repeat after me. Even though I feel like I really deserve a cappuccino.
I really deserve a cappuccino.
Because I've dropped the kids off.
Because I've dropped the kids off.
And I deserve a treat.
And I deserve a treat.
And I love and accept myself.
And I love and accept myself.
Even though I really want to get a cappuccino.
I really want to get a cappuccino.
And I'm going to feel deprived if I don't.
And I'm going to feel deprived if I don't.
And I love and accept myself.
And I love and accept myself.
Even though
even though?
I'm going to feel deprived.
I'm going to feel deprived.
If I don't get my cappuccino.
If I don't get my cappuccino.
And I love and accept myself.
And I love and accept myself.
Okay, so we do the, that's called a setup phrase, and we do three of those while you're tapping on the side of your hand like you did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then now take, say, your fingertips of your index finger and your middle finger, and you're going to tap inside the eyebrow. And then what I like to do is I like to come up with a reminder phrase. If we come up with something that's funny, that makes it all the better. So we would tap inside the eyebrow and say something like cappuccino lust.
Cappuccino lust.
And then inhale and exhale and breathe that out. And then outside the eyebrow over by the temple, you tap there and say, cappuccino lust.
Cappuccino lust.
Inhale and exhale and breathe that out of your energy system. And then under your eye, cappuccino lust.
Cappuccino lust.
Inhale and exhale and breathe it out. And then under your nose, cappuccino reward.
Cappuccino reward.
Inhale and exhale and breathe that out. And then under your bottom lip on your chin, cappuccino reward.
Cappuccino reward.
Inhale and exhale. Good. And then on your collarbone, where your collarbone attaches to the sternum, just kind of sump right there. Cappuccino reward.
Cappuccino reward.
Inhale and exhale. What's up?
Nothing. It's my husband making fun of me.
Oh. Well, that happens. That happens. Okay, now the next one, they'll really get to make fun of you. Under your arm, where the bra strap is, tap there and say, cappuccino reward.
Cappuccino reward.
Inhale and exhale.
Without hyperventilating.
And then the top of your head, with all your fingers, cappuccino reward.
Cappuccino reward.
And then inhale and exhale. Okay. So go ahead and close your eyes and then just notice how you feel. And if anything came into your mind as we were doing this, besides, you know, whoever was making fun of you.
Yeah, that was it.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Didn't want to pass out on the show.
This is one of the reasons that I didn't do it for 2 years. When I first saw it, was I thought it was so funny looking. So weird.
I know. I remember a friend of mine in one of my 12-step programs was telling me about this. And then, yeah. I'm like, yeah, right. That doesn't work.
It works.
But funny that it's coming up again.
It looks weird.
Obviously, it's meant to be.
So, now, did you notice anything? Did you have any insights?
No, it's a first feeling calmer. I mean, I'm not in the midst. This is probably not a high because I just ate some stuff. So I don't know if I noticed the cravings.
Okay. So.
But I do feel calmer, like not anxious.
But good.
That's a good sign.
So, That's a very good sign. It does calm you down. So now when you do this for yourself, like before that cappuccino, what you're going to want to do is rate the intensity of the craving. So like if it's like a 10 is the highest and 0, it's gone. You know, it's like not there. And so what you can do is, you know, just stop. Maybe you're in the car after you drop the kids off and you want to go get that cappuccino and you just tap. You check for the intensity first. They say, okay, it's a number 10. Mm-hmm. And then do what we did, something like that, and then stop and listen, you know, after you tap to a round or two and ask yourself, well, what is the intensity now? And so what it'll do is if you're on the right track, if you're really getting what's there for you, it'll go down. Now, if it stays the same, like if the number stays high and it doesn't move, then that means that you're not really getting to what's there, what the emotional issue is. So maybe it's you're tired and you think that's going to make you feel better, or it's like you've got to get in touch with what is there.
Or like today I was mad at my husband, so or feeling sick, right? And so then those things think I'm going to feel better.
Right. So, you know, even though I'm angry at my husband and I'm thinking that somehow this is going to make me feel better, I love and accept myself. Even though I'm feeling sick and I think this is going to make me feel better, I really know better, but I think it's going to make me feel better, and I love and accept myself. So that's important that you do that on the side of your hand first and then tap all the points that like we did. And, you know, different people tap different points, and that's okay, just as long as you do something like we did today. And pay attention. Pay attention to what comes into your mind. Also, your intent is really important. So it's like if it's your intent to get off lattes, to lessen your sugar, you can do it. But, you know,
the desire has to be there.
That's right. It has to be strong because the addiction to sugar is very, very strong.
So, Joanne, how many times a day should one do this? You know, especially maybe just staying on one thing at a time. Don't try and do everything at once. Head for one thing at a time. How many times a day should you do this? How often should you do this in order to be able to get control of those cravings?
Well, I think that, how many times a day do you eat, do you have the cravings? I would say if you can do it before you think you're going to have the craving, that would be the really good time to do it. And, after you learn how to do it, you can even do it. Some people can even do it without touching themselves, like they're driving along and they're imagining that they're tapping. They're not even, or like they're somewhere and they don't want people to make fun of them. So, you know, like...
I've done it in a meeting. People look at me, and I may not touch the top of my head. I'll do the two base of my fingers, the two pinkies together. Otherwise, I do that, and it's amazing how many people just say, "Are you tapping?" Because there's a lot of people doing it, a lot more people out there. So be brave. You might introduce some people to it.
That's great.
Well, it takes a lot more guts to do it that way, but. Hey, it really can relieve stress. It can calm you down and make it so you can do what it is that you really want to do, which is not drink a latte. I mean, see, there's a conflict. Part of you wants the latte, and then the more intelligent part doesn't, right? You want to make change.
Yeah.
So that is that is what we're always looking for with EFT. What's the conflict? So even though I have this conflict, part of me really wants that latte. And there's another part of me that knows it's better that I don't drink it. And that, mm-hmm. and I love and accept myself.
Yeah.
Even
you're,
though
you're
I have this conflict.
You're okay to be challenged inside of you. Right.
I think it's...
I'm going to give you a few minutes. Can you hear me, Joanne? You're cutting out a bit there.
Oh, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm going to give you a few minutes to tell everybody about your site and other things that you do. I'm going to thank you so much, Charlene, for coming on and being brave to do this online. Please do get hold of Joanne afterwards and, you know, perhaps you'll be able to see a visual which might help you. But, you know, keep it up. I can tell you it does work. It works for stress. Mm-hmm. It works for sugar. And it, don't be afraid to do it anywhere, anytime. But it is something you need to do consistently. Don't do it once a week. You know, every time a craving comes up, anytime, address it before it becomes too volumized. Bring that volume down. And the more that you do it, the more you will see that the need for it is simply not there anymore. So thank you so much for coming online today.
No problem.
Thanks a lot.
Yes, thank you very much for being so courageous.
thank you very much. Bye.
Okay.
So,
Joanne, I'm going to send you a couple of minutes to tell everybody about your site and what else that you do and how people can get hold of you.
Well, my website is Joanne, J-O-A-N-N, Skywatcher, just like it sounds, SKYWATCHER.com. And on there, I have a lot of stuff about EFT. I've written a book about EFT. It's called Touched by a Miracle, EFT Healing Stories. And back when I started doing EFT, when I would have results, and I did have results, and I do have results, I would write it down and make it into a story. And that's what my book is a book of stories of how I used EFT with the scripts that I used and the results that I got. Also on my site, you can see the chart that I use. You can find that by going to services, and then under services, the very first thing is a chart, and it's a tapping chart. And personally, I like tapping on both sides of the body. And I love tapping with groups. I find that it's really powerful when you work with a circle of people.
Yeah, you can do it with your family. I mean, I think if everybody is addressing the same issue, I think bring the family in and everybody do it together. So I think it's a really good idea.
I think that's a great idea.
So, Joanne, I'm definitely going to have you back on again where we will hit another topic for people. The time is running out now. And I thank you so much for being on. I know this is very hard to do when it's on radio. So I thank you so much for being on. Don't forget, it's joanneskywatcher.com. Please go there. Have a visual of how it's done. I am bringing Joanne back on again to talk about another subject. And thank you so much, Joanne, for being on today. And I look forward
to
hearing you again. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Tomorrow on You're Important to Sarah, I have Tracy McGee, and she's here to discuss addiction, drugs, alcohol, addictive nature, what we can do about it, how we can help. Next week on the show, on this challenge show, I have Nicole Abundance on, and she's going to help us with relationships, the dating aspect, relationships that we have, things that you're doing in your own challenge. You don't want to leave your spouse behind or your partner behind, and how to incorporate them in your own challenge in life, how to share with them, or if it's been a while since you've been dating, how to get back on that horse. So some tips to do with that. So tomorrow, please do listen in to You're Important to Sarah to listen to Tracy. It's such powerful, impactful stuff, and she wrote the most beautiful book. And next week, do listen in to Nicole. She's a gas, she's fun, and we'll talk about relationships. Any other subjects that you want me to cover, folks, please do let me know. Sarah, S-A-R-A, at The Importance of You. That's the letter U, .ca, Sarah@theimportanceofyou.ca, and I will definitely address your challenge. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a fabulous week. Goodbye.